Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This, the show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I've got Rosalie Brown here. We're zooming in, still abiding by the protocol. Got my vaccination, at least one of them, and you've got your appointment for yours coming up, right? Or did you already get your first?
I had my shot number one. I had.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then I got shot number two. So can I just talk about that for a second? So
yeah,
I thought it was shot one, and then 4 weeks later you get shot number two, but. That's what they signed me up for. I scheduled dose one, and then they auto-scheduled dose two, and there's 4 week difference, and I was like, oh, okay. So then I was at the grocery store this weekend, and it's kind of different to grocery shop in the big city. Like, you have to use an elevator and stuff. It's really weird. You're in a parking garage, you have to use an elevator. And so I got into an elevator with this woman. I said, oh, would you mind if I come in the elevator? Because I don't want to, you know, some people are still... Yeah. Nervous about how much space. And she said, you come on in. Just on Friday, I had my first shot. And I said, Friday, me too. And so we kind of became vaccine buddies. But then she's like, and I'm going back. And she told me the date. And I go, wait, that's 3 weeks. And she goes, uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not going back for four. And I was thinking, oh no, am I going to get in one of those little weird things where I worry, like, wait, was it supposed to be 3 weeks? But I didn't have the option. It just was an auto scheduler. So I'm just going to go with this if they know.
But it depends on whether it was a Pfizer or Moderna, because I can't remember which one is which. One is three and one is four. And some, I know Betty got, my wife got, she got Pfizer, and they did a 4 week because she got through Walgreens, and it could, it's Pfizer's a 3 week. And, but they just, as corporate, they automatically did 4 weeks.
Okay, because I got the Pfizer, and they automatically, when I got appointment one, they automatically 4 weeks later put me on for schedule two. And look, I don't care as long as it works, right?
As long as it works. Hey, but, and after the first one, 80%, I'm like, I was able to have Easter and hug my mom for the first time in forever. And
I know, I saw that. That's pretty great, you know? So when is your, can I ask when your second shot is?
My second one's next week, next Wednesday. So I'm coming on a month. Actually, I'll be a little over a month.
Okay.
But we're going to be out of town visiting family and celebrating my daughter's roommate's birthday. So,
as long as you're celebrating something, that's what matters, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say something like celebrating my daughter's hamsters, nephews. It's one of those weird.
It's one of those. It is a weird one because it. Well, it's my daughter's roommate, you know, but they're really good friends, and they hang out at my sister's house all the time. They're down in the Bay Area, and and Aria is like, I want to have a birthday party, and can we have it here? Because they just have a small apartment, and they just want to. She wanted to have a couple of friends over, and my sisters have a nice backyard and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that'd be so much fun. And the first thing my sisters, both of them, they're twins, ask, so what's the theme? They're like, theme. Because that's my sisters throw a party, so they know how to have fun. I've got twin sisters who have always been the popular ones, who have always have a lot of friends because they're, you know, cute blonde twins, and they know how to throw a party. So we're having a pirate themed birthday party for Ariane, and she's been our daughter's roommate for, gosh, I think going on 5 years now. So she's become part of the family. So we've kind of adopted her. She said her father passed away recently, and so we've kind of just, she's like our second daughter now. But yeah, so it should be fun. I'm looking forward
to it. Well, I want to go to a pirate theme, but can I talk to your sister? Can I talk to Buzzy about maybe me, her doing my party? Because I have a pirate party.
They're amazing.
That sounds so fun.
My buddy's like, can I help? They're both like, why? We got this under control. We can do this in our sleep. We know how to throw a party. Like,
that's awesome. Right. That is a marketable skill for sure.
They're already making banners and signs, and they've already gone and got all the little stuff. And
so you're gonna wear an eye patch and a funny hat. That's what I'm gonna see on Facebook.
I'm just gonna show up. That's my job.
I hope they have a hat for you and an eye patch.
Show up, and we bought her a very nice gift. So that my work is done.
That's right. Other than and you're going to show up vaccinated, right? So like that's pretty great.
Yeah. So it's nice. Yeah. Good. So we get to see fam. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, get vaccinated. We're working on getting all our guys vaccinated now that everybody's eligible. And that's been a little bit of a trick because you have to be such a your own advocate. You know, you can't just go on the internet once and go, oh, I don't have an appointment. You have to actually check multiple times. And even when they say check back here at 12 o'clock on Friday for new appointments and there's no appointments, you have to keep checking again. And eventually it'll show up.
Or as Betty and I like to say, or scroll.
Just
up.
Scroll up.
Just scroll. You'd be surprised at what isn't right in front of you sometimes.
Yeah, but it's been good. So yeah, we're getting all our crew done, and yeah, it's been happening.
Good.
It's been a little bit of a trick, you know. We have to incentivize a little bit because some of them just don't like shots and don't want to deal with it, but. I can't say that I blame them. I hate shots myself.
I mean, you know, here's the thing, though. Like, who do you know that likes shots? Like, some people might not mind them, might not be afraid of them, but you're not going to meet someone who's like, I like getting shots.
Oh, I love getting needles stuck
but
in
I
me,
have to say,
poke with sharp sticks. Yeah.
But I'm going to share this little story, and then we can go into our topic of our show. But so, speaking of needles, so went to get the vaccine, and it was a little bit... let's just say it was a little bit of a cluster. It wasn't quite as organized as one would hope, but it is what it is, right? So,
Well, a lot of times they're being manned by volunteers. So, you know, a lot of people are stepping up.
The one pharmacist was doing the injections, and so that's fine. I finally get my name called, and I go in and I sit down, and he does it, and I didn't feel it, which is ironic because I mean nice. I didn't even feel I felt nothing, right? But of course. Some people will tell you I don't have a heart, so I feel nothing. But this was different. I felt nothing, right? And so I think I looked. He said, "Did you feel anything?" And I said, "No, actually, I didn't." And he goes, "That's why they call me Dr. Smooth." And I started laughing so hard because this guy—if you saw what he looked like—he's the last person that would ever say something like that. And I looked at him and I go, "They don't call you Dr. Smooth." I go, "You call yourself Dr. Smooth." And he's like, "Yeah." I go, "I'm going to go out there and tell everybody you're Dr. Smooth." And so I went out, you know, and was like, "Hey, everybody, Dr. Smooth is giving shots." But I was grateful.
Awesome.
I felt nothing. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. I don't remember. And I was trying to watch what he did. And I don't know if he like just held my, maybe I'm at that age where I have so much extra weight and monstrosity on my arm.
He just knows what he's doing. Cause I had intern nurse do mine, and God, it hurt like nothing. Yeah,
really.
She probably only poked like 10 patients before. I don't know.
And you were almost patient zero.
Yeah, and I'm like hitting the roof because I don't like them. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I got real lucky. I felt nothing. So so hopefully,
that's awesome.
Dr. Smooth is giving administration number two. I'm hoping so.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. All right. Cool. So we got this great show that you found information on. So we're going to talk about easy bathroom remodels because, I'm just about to start my odyssey in a two-bathroom remodel in our house, both the guest bath and the master bath at once, because we're moving walls to, you know, we live in an old house where we have a small master and a larger guest, and we don't build houses like that anymore. It's usually the master's larger than the guest, so that's what we're flipping it around. But that's a big project. That's a big one. But we've got some ideas for DIY. You found a great article on DIY, which brings up a lot of information that I have on doing simple bathroom models, because there's a lot of really easy things that people can do. One of them is, you know, they talk about covering the tub or the tile, and they didn't really mention this in this article, but it brought me back to one of our remodels we did in our own house. We lived on Quaker Hill Cross in a house that was built in the 70s. And it had this tile. It was white tiled, and apparently this was fashionable back then, but it literally had green splotches, like just splatters on it, and it looked kind of like snot on a white tile. And I don't know why anybody thought this was an attractive
odd design
scheme.
Choice.
Yeah.
Odd but, publication had, choice.
Yeah. One bathroom was green snot and one was blue snot. So, we hired a local guy who came in and simply painted it with a two-part epoxy paint. And that was a whole lot cheaper than retiling the entire bathroom. And this was done at a time when our kids were small and we were just starting a company and We didn't have a lot of money, so
literally someone can just, like, with the right types of paint, can just paint over it and completely cover that ugly design. The paint
completely covered it. We put a high gloss white, and it completely changed the mood of the room. Completely changed, and then we did painting. So we did a remodel of our bathrooms, which, you know, in retrospect, had we pulled the tile and everything, we're talking probably we probably saved about $3,000 to $5,000 doing it that way. Yeah. And it was you're talking a couple days as opposed to weeks or potentially months like it is right now because everybody's so busy. It was simply the guy came in, prepped it, painted it, had to open the windows because it was pretty noxious kind of stuff. Because it's literally a two-part epoxy paint. It's not house paint. It's epoxy, so it's really strong. And comes back, takes off all the masking, and he sprays it on so it's nice and flat, and it looks amazing.
I've never heard of that. That's actually kind of genius.
You can you can do fixtures. You can do your bathtub if you got like an ensuite that's like blue or pink or something like that. You can paint your tub. The tub's a little harder just because of the fact that the tub gets a little bit more wear. So it'll last you a good 10 years or so. It's not going to last forever. I've seen many tubs that the epoxy starts to peel back. But in that, it buys you some time until you can save up for a real remodel, or maybe you just want to make it look good before you sell the place. You want to get rid of that dusty rose, aka pink, or that blue that was really popular at one point. Both those colors were very popular not that long ago. So, that's
true.
A great one.
And they really date. They really date it. They date the whole house, you know, I think. So, so I just want to say, so the reason that we went this direction for this show was just because a lot of times you're not going to be in a position to do the full-blown remodel, right? Or it's way down the road on the calendar. So this was kind of all right, what are some cost-effective ways to change it up, make it look better without having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars?
And to be honest, you know, I mean, you do a couple. If you've got a suite of blue or pink fixtures, a blue tub, a blue sink, and a blue toilet, you don't have to get your bathroom. You can literally get the tub either painted, or they also make inserts. They make a plastic insert that you can have custom made for your tub. You got to take the measurements. It's a little more technical. It can be a little bit tricky, but it is still kind of, you know, high level DIY. Or you can have a company come in. There's like there's Rebath and a few other companies that do this sort of thing where they do like one day remodels, where they just cover that. They just literally put a layer of plastic over it, or you can paint it. The layer of plastic is going to last longer than paint. And then change the toilet, and then change the vanity in the sink, or just change the vanity top. Relatively inexpensive. I mean, you're talking thousands instead of tens of thousands. I mean, a bathroom remodel these days is probably going to cost you upwards of $25,000 by the time you figure in tile and fixtures and everything. And that might even be on the conservative side, especially in the market that we're in right now, because everybody's extremely busy and material is really hard to find with the pandemic and stuff. It's been really difficult to get stuff. But in any event, these are ways to be able to really upgrade your bathroom quickly. So if you've got a situation where the tub is ugly, cover it, paint it. Toilets are relatively, you know, if you're a halfway decent DIY person, you could probably replace your toilet. It's not terribly difficult. But you would probably want to watch a few YouTube videos and maybe get some pointers. And even if you're trying it and you fail, you can always call us to come out and take care of it for you. You know, you're not going to be charged more because you attempted, unless you break something, obviously. But more than likely, you're not going to break anything. And then change the vanity top. And all of a sudden, and then paint the bathroom, and you got a brand new bathroom. And you're talking, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 as opposed to $25,000 to $50,000.
And I think, too, you know, when you're thinking about putting your house on the market, you know, it doesn't make, in my... You know, I've only owned a home a couple times, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to do this grand fixing up. You want to kind of, I think, neutralize it and kind of make
neutralize an update. Yeah.
Just really like look like it's livable, so that when I go and I look at your home and I'm thinking about writing the check to buy it, I don't want to sit there and see dollar signs in your bathroom going, I would love this house, but if we buy it, we have to spend X number right away to deal with the bathroom. At least get the bathroom to the point where it's almost like vanilla, right? So people can live with it. So you think that's the
advise them time.
Yeah. And you're not investing in a bunch of money, but you're making sure that your bathroom doesn't work against you when you put it on the market. So there's a lot of like really cheap things you can do. The one thing that isn't in this article, and we've talked about this before, but this was more in line with kitchen, is I think you use them in your RV. Really in love with those tiles that have the adhesive.
The sticky back,
The backsplash type. Those I'm in love with. And I think you could even use those in not just in your kitchen, but it's that kind of fix up that doesn't have to be permanent, but it can kind of change the tone of the space. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's a total DIY. The sticky back tile sheets are kind of amazing. They're not, they're obviously not waterproof, but they do give you a nice aesthetic.
Yeah.
And very reasonably priced. Very reasonably priced. So let's go back. So and you can hide cover the tub with either paint or a liner. And you can get a lot of those things through, local hardware stores or home improvement stores. Another thing is, hide the tile, like I was talking about, in our tub surround. But even in showers, sometimes you have this tile that, that definitely shows that 70s kind of aesthetic that just doesn't fly anymore. And you just want like a plain white. You can actually get sheets, tile type sheets, plastic, that are inserted and cover your tile. And again, so just putting, lipstick on a pig to a certain degree, but it can buy you 5 or 10 years before you have to actually do a real full-blown remodel. You can actually even do the epoxy paint as well. And like I said, there's a couple guys here locally that do that. And those are amazing. This is one that comes up a lot, that a lot of people don't realize, that the shower doors, that is a separate item. It is not part of the tub. It is not part of the wall. It is a separate item that we install as contractors after everything is done. That can be removed if you want. So if you don't like the look of the sliding glass doors with brass and seahorses or whatever the case, I've seen some really far out ones or little stars or whatever, you can either change it to a clear panel. You can remove that entire thing and buy a whole new kit with new rails and stuff, or you can simply just remove it, clean off the areas where they were attached, fill up the holes with some good epoxy putties and paint to match, and put in a shower curtain. And a shower curtain can be pulled aside, so it makes the bathroom look bigger, as opposed to this wall of opaque glass. And let's be honest, the opaque glass is kind of dated now. Not a lot of people, we're not installing that very often.
I'm not a fan of the shower doors at all. And it was interesting because when I read the article, it was saying the flip. It was saying that it was encouraging you to install the shower doors, because they thought, the person who wrote the article, which, they have their own aesthetic, they think that the doors make the bathroom look bigger. I think personally those glass doors make that bathroom, I can't stand them. It's just maybe it's an aesthetic thing, but I feel like they look so dated, and I'd prefer a curtain any day of the week, because like you said, leave it open if you want it to seem larger, right?
Yeah.
And then you can change a curtain easily.
I was going to say, if your aesthetic changes throughout the years, which, we change our shower curtain. My wife really likes to, you change the accessories and you change the shower curtain at the same time. So everything kind of matches and it looks good. So shower curtains are easy. And speaking of shower curtains, if you've got a situation where you feel a little cramped inside your tub, they make shower curtains now. And I'm sure if you've traveled at all, you've seen them in hotels where they stick out beyond the wall of the tub. So it makes the entire shower space seem larger. It makes it larger and a lot more comfortable. And that's a great, and again, that's a DIY thing. You can get those shower curtains, the arced shower curtains, from most home improvement stores.
The bar.
The shower curtain rod.
Is that what it's called?
Kind of, yeah. That's kind of bent out.
Yeah, I have one that's a really kind of a big curve, and it actually makes that entire shower seem like it's quite nice. I'm not sad. The last shower I had was the doors, the
glass
doors, and you know the other thing that comes with those glass doors, I can't stand that. You have to have like CLR on at all times because literally the squeegee and all that. I'm like, I just want to take a shower. I don't want to have to do a cleaning after I've done a cleaning. I just want to go in, take a shower, and be done. You know. So I'm a big fan of shower curtain.
Yeah, and not to mention the tracks get kind of funky and
so gross.
They get kind of gnarly. Not a big fan of those.
No.
He also talks about swapping out the vanity, swapping out the sink top. So like a lot of times, I've seen this multiple times where somebody retiled the floor, and instead of pulling the vanity, they just tiled right up to the existing vanity. Trying to find a new vanity that will fit that footprint can be difficult sometimes. So one option, as opposed to just replacing the entire vanity, is just replace the top.
Okay.
So you can find a top that'll fit an existing vanity. There are countless types of tops out there. So if you have that situation, or if you just, it's not terribly difficult to replace the entire vanity. When I've installed them, we usually maybe put two screws in them. Literally, that's all that's generally holding them. I've also seen people go gangbusters and put 20 screws in them too, or I've had to like find screws that for half an hour, but you really only need a couple of screws to hold it, so caulking. It's not terribly difficult to pull and reset a new vanity top or a new vanity altogether. Mm-hmm. They are independent of the bathroom. It is its own little piece of furniture. So again, it's not a these things are pretty simple, kind of easy, inexpensive ways. And I use the word easy, loosely. It really depends on your technical abilities. But the idea behind this show is mainly just kind of give you ideas if you are thinking about remodeling your bathroom, like I'm doing right now. That there are, you don't have to go full gangbusters and rip everything out to the studs and start new. You can simply just give a fresh look, and it's amazing what that'll do. As long as you've got a functioning bathroom that's not laid out really poorly. Like our bathrooms are laid out really poorly. It's kind of the mystery house here, Winchester mystery house here, the way it was
on
built.
On a much smaller scale.
Room after room was added poorly, and
isn't it interesting how some people put their houses together? That's one thing that maybe because my dad was a building contractor and he did custom homes.
Yeah.
I really grew up kind of paying attention to that, and I grew up thinking like everyone had like a normal house like we did. My dad. That's one thing that made sense. And then I would go visit friends or go to family's house and be like, "Huh, interesting.
Why'd you do that?
It's just weird, And then I started buying houses. I got to be an adult, and I was like, "What? Why did this happen? Like, I didn't
put a wall there. Yeah,
right. Like, what in the heck?
We had our house. We lived on top of Banner Mountain Lookout, so we literally lived below the lookout tower, like two doors down below the lookout tower. The best view in that whole place was the toilet on the second floor. That was the only window on the second floor that looked out onto the view towards the buttes, the Sierra Buttes. Both bedrooms, no windows towards the view. Windows towards the forest, but not towards the view. Don't know why. Probably seemed like a good idea at the time to not spend the extra couple grand to put windows in to take advantage of this amazing view that you built the house up on top of a mountain for, but whatever. It was a funny one, yeah. Anyway, that's our show. We actually did a show. Hopefully you find this information useful. It's something that you can do relatively inexpensively to make your home more comfortable. Changing color, changing fixtures, hiding ugly tile. These are things that a lot of people can do on, a shoestring kind of budget.
Budget and do it quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So if you need any more help, if you get into a situation where maybe things are blowing up, you got a leak, you got a furnace isn't working, air conditioning is not working, electrical is not working, or something of that nature, we can help you. You can find us at 530-272-9120, 530-272-9120. You can find us on the web at easyasavt.com, And you can find us on Facebook. Please like us, and we've got a lot of good information there. And also, sign up for our newsletter. It comes out every month, and we've got good tips and offers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.